Welcome to morning prayer and worship. This is Friday in ordinary time, proper 16 in the church calendar. Thank you for being here today on this Friday. If you have a prayer request, go to bendmoremusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And thank you for your support. You can give monthly or with a one-time gift. Go to bendmoremusic.com/donate. Thank you. I need you, Lord, more than I need the air I'm breathing, Lord. My heart cries out to you, the one who made me and gave me life. I drink your living water. I need you, Lord, more than the very life in me. I need more than I need the air I'm breathing, Lord. My heart cries out to you, the one who made me and gave me life. I drink your living water. I need you, Lord, more than the very life in me. And only you can satisfy all of the water, live me dry. And now I'm looking Jesus, fill me and heal my broken heart. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. And only you can satisfy love the water, let me dry. And now I'm looking in your eyes. Jesus, fill me and heal my broken heart. I need you, Lord, more than I need the air I'm breathing, Lord. My heart cries out to you, the one who made me and gave me life. I drink your living water. More than the very life in me. I need you, Lord, more than the very life in me. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for making this day. We rejoice in it, even now. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 17. Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. Through what your lips have commanded, my steps have held to your paths, my feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down. They now surround me, with eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord. Confront them. Bring them down with your sword. Rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord, from those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up for the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Oh, I want to see you, Lord. I want to open my eyes and see your likeness. Oh, and be satisfied. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 28, 1 through 16, nearing the end of Acts, our journey through Acts. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper driven out by the heat fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, the goddess Justice has not allowed him to live. But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead, but after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. There was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and showed us generous hospitality for 3 days. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went in to see him and after prayer placed his hands on him and healed him. And when this had happened, the rest of the sick on the island came and were cured. They honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies we needed. After 3 months, we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods Castor and Pollux. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there we set sail and arrived at Rhegium. The next day the south wind came up, and on the following day we reached Puteoli. There we found some brothers and sisters who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. The brothers and sisters there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as the Forum of Appius and the Three Taverns to meet us. At the sight of these people, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. And when we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Friday in ordinary time, proper 16 in the church calendar. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples, to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. As always, I'll give prompts, continue to pray specifically and by name, for those in your life today. Begin with your own heart. Joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all out before the Lord. For our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today.
wake up and see your likeness, Lord. We want to see you. We want to see you, Lord.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today, lift them up. Say their names before the throne of grace. Enemies, Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Let's do what he says today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit this weekend. Make it your prayer to wake up and see the likeness of the Lord, as the psalmist said today. Pray together again on Monday. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit. Thank you for your donations. You can find more information at benwardmusic.com/donate. We need you. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.